ooggetuigen had men de achtersten van ruim 1000 kippen in brand gestoken. Het nieuws verspreidde zich als een lopend vuur.
So again, what's Reverb Nation all about?
Well, Reverb Nation is a site designed to provide promotional tools, conditions to help them across the entire digital realm. So we have tools the musicians can use to spread their music and other content, video, blogs, and photos. Through Facebook, MySpace, to their own blogs and home pages, and through email and instant messenger. And then we track all of the listener behavior, all of the listener activity and fan activity from all of those different sources back into one place for them to understand, and hopefully to give them some sort of a competitive advantage for how they market their music.
Okay, because this is so cool. I got this phone on the other line, and I'm going to kill it right now. Okay, but what's the difference between Reverb Nation and MySpace or Last.fm or YouTube or any other sites which offer to place a widget with audio or video on your own website or other blogs around?
Well, I think the main difference is the fact that our stuff is designed to make all of those places more valuable for the artist. So let me give you an example. Like if you have a MySpace page, we think that's great, and we give you tools like join the mailing list capabilities for people to sign up to your email list. We give you widgets that work on that MySpace page that include video, blogs. We even have a news clipping function that pulls all of the blogs that are talking about your band all into one place for you, and you can post that on your web or your MySpace page. And then most importantly, what makes us different is that we track everything that's happening across all of these places for you. So we can give you a snapshot of what's happening on your MySpace page, as well as what's happening on your Facebook musician page, or what's happening on your homepage or your blog. And we collect that data and synthesize it all in one place for you to understand, so that you don't need to go to each of those places to understand it. And in a lot of cases, those places don't even provide you the data that you need. I mean, knowing how many times your song is played is a great first step, but it doesn't tell you the trajectory of your plays. Are you getting more this week than you were last week? What are the fan demographics of the people that are playing that song? Are they old, young? Do they live in Europe? Do they live in the United States? Are they male or female? Those are the kind of deep things that we track that I think, are the reason why artists use our stuff.
Okay, cool. So actually, Reverb Nation is one huge marketing tool for artists to get to know their fans.
Exactly.
Yeah, so do you have already some sort of an example where this thing really worked out for a fan, for a band?
Sure. I mean, I think that, like I said, there are about 135,000 bands that use our stuff right now, and I would hesitate to pull one out as a particular quote-unquote success story in the traditional standpoint of, this band started using our stuff and then they got signed by a label or they became successful. We try to help all 135,000 fans become sort of incrementally more successful than they would have been without our stuff. So, we're not necessarily going to break a band.
Okay.
Directly. It's not, we're not going to give you, signing up for Reverb Nation doesn't mean that we're going to get you exposed to the music columnist at the New York Times or at Pitchfork Media. But what it does do is it gives you the ability to understand the popularity that is emerging around your music. So, you know, our tools do let fans spread the music. I mean, there's no doubt that they help promote the music, and fans can grab our widgets and put them on their pages, and they can generate plays for their artists and all that. But at the end of the day, I think our biggest contribution is the visibility into what's happening, as well as the ability to reach these fans. So, you know, one of the things I didn't mention was we also offer a completely free email service for artists to use. So that's just part of the sort of suite of tools that we offer that allow artists to improve the relationships that they have with fans, as well as get new ones. Heavy words rest on new lines. Blow it over and let it dry. Pour it out over a blank page. Black ink turning into distance, always a test for patience, but soon never comes too soon. This paper confessions made to you, this bottle's drifting downstream. Hope you get it safely.
Okay, and I was wondering, are there also some maybe smaller but also bigger labels using your widgets and the applications you offer? Because I guess this is also interesting for the record industry to use, because they also want to know which fans are buying from which artists, and all the marketing information every company would like to know.
Yes, we definitely have. There's one major label, there might be more, but there's one that I know of. Universal is using our stuff to some degree. At one point, about December was the last time we actually took an unofficial measurement of this, but we had, I think, like 19 of the top 40 Billboard artists were on our site. Wow. And using our stuff to a different, you know, to different degrees. I will say that independent artists are typically using our stuff more rigorously and more fully than major record labels in general.
Are there also issues for copyright, or is it all solved with Reverb Nation?
Well, I mean, we have the same issues that anybody has. I mean, you know, we have a terms of use that people have to agree to. It's very similar in a lot of ways to what MySpace uses. And you know, if a label or a rights holder finds that there's, you know, copyright infringing content on our site, they simply write us and let us know and file the, you know, the legal procedures, and we take care of it, you know, extremely quickly. But yeah, I mean, it's a user generated site, so we're not pulling our content from one of the content aggregators like AllMusic or, you know, any of these other guys. Our content is all posted by an individual person, and oftentimes in the case of labels, it's somebody at the label. It may, you know, it's sometimes it's the artist, sometimes it's the label, sometimes it's their manager.
Right.
You know, it's difficult to say, but we, you know, we do everything we can to the letter of the law to make sure that we're as compliant as we can be.
Reverb Nation is going well. You said there were about 145,000 artists using it. Is how many of those are using it, or how many of those are European artists, or maybe even Dutch artists?
Okay, so it's 614 artists from the Netherlands.
Okay. Oh, that's quite nice, because I'm very curious which artists are that will be, but maybe I can find them or look them up on Reverb Nation. And, you know, because I think if this thing works in the United States, it should probably work also in Europe. You know, the great thing about this is that you really can get in touch with the fans, and you get to know the fans on a basis which is, you know, a lot more about the fans and then when they visit your MySpace page or when they visit your own homepage. So I guess a lot of artists would be very interested in using this. So that's really cool.
Yeah, just to speak to that really quickly, yeah, the way it works, there's a couple of unique things about Reverb Nation that your listeners should probably know, and one is that we, you know, Reverb Nation is like kind of a cleaned up, uncluttered, music-only, I hate to use the word social network, but music-only community. And as a result, you know, we're very much, all we think about every day, all day long, is how we can help artists. I mean, that's where we come from, is how do we help these musicians? And as a result, when somebody becomes a fan of an artist on Reverb Nation, the purpose of that relationship isn't just to make a connection, but we also make sure that the fan understands that they're sharing their demographic information with that artist, and that information and the ability to contact them is important to the artist as far as their livelihood and being able to sell things or notify people about shows or all of these things. So the fan relationships you make at Reverb Nation are much more serious and valuable than quote unquote, you know, becoming a friend on a social network.
Yeah. Wow.
It has a meaning that's useful to the artist, and the more fans, the more activity the artists get on our site, we share 50% of all of our advertising revenue with the artists based on their overall activity on the site. So we try to give artists an incentive to participate and to respond to their fans when they leave comments or when they, you know, write back. And the more these artists participate and the more they promote their stuff on the web in different places, on their blogs and stuff, we keep a score. And the artists that are doing the best job will take home more of the advertising revenue than the artists that don't.
Wow, that's also a cool model, because I was also wondering, I just created about a week ago an account for Lopen Vuur, and I just to see and try and feel what it's like also on the back end, and I think we could try to use this also to promote our podcast. I'm also wondering, is there also some way to extend this to some sort of affiliated marketing where you say to your fans, okay, if you place this widget on your website and you get this much plays, we can offer you some money or something else?
Well, we're not going down that road, but we're thinking along the same lines, Art. But we're trying to become a place where brands, you know, corporations that want artists to carry a message on their behalf can come, and artists can opt in to sort of, you know, better monetize their online behavior using our tools. So let me give you an example. In the near future, I hope it's the case that you can come to our site as an artist, and we can show you an offer from, let's just use an example, from Toyota or Coca-Cola or Apple or some brand like this, or Heineken, that says, hey, we'd love to sponsor you. We'd love for you to carry our messaging out to your fan base whenever it is you communicate with them, if you're open to that. And then you as the artist would be able to say, no, I'm not really all about Coca-Cola. My fans won't appreciate that. But, Heineken, my fans are a perfect fit. They won't mind that. And I would love to make a little extra money doing that. And then what Reverb Nation will do is we will make that match. And, wow. and we will take the Heineken messaging that you have given us permission to do, and we will shove it into your emails that you go out from us on your behalf, and shove it into your widgets that live on MySpace or wherever, and try to insert this brand content that you've approved tastefully into your relationships with your fans as a sponsor of your music. And so we're trying to always come up with ways for artists to make more money from their art. And sometimes in this difficult world of free music, and it's very difficult to sell your music and make a lot of money from it, sometimes what you really have that's valuable is a relationship with lots and lots of fans.
Why should I be so kind? Discard my senses, keep waiting in line. Why do I always obey? If I say yes, I mean no, and no will mean sometimes okay. Keep waiting in line while the others push forward till I. In life, one of the things human nature defines is conscious mind. It doesn't mean you can walk around hurting people all the time. Help yourself to decline. I'm trying to find different ways for myself to move up in line. Oh, oh. And you don't wanna know many people fall. They've been acting so damn caught, a self-conscious overflow. I'm trying to find different ways for myself to move up in line. So why should I always obey? If I say yes, I mean no, and no will mean sometimes okay. So why should I? Till I.
Yeah, wow, well, this is a cool thought, because I also saw this keynote speech for Columbia Records by Seth Godin. Only he took it offline today, because the listeners to this podcast, you're not be able to see it, but he was talking also to Columbia Records about the power that artists have, because they stand as a brand for some sort of a tribe where everybody wants to join.
Yep.
The thing is, you're not making money selling your music or anything else. The money is in managing your tribe, to see what's good for your tribe, to nurture your tribe. And if it's okay with your tribe to tell them something about Heineken, where Heineken is prepared to pay you money for it, okay, you can do that. So I think it's a really cool way to say to an artist, okay, you can opt in for some sort of advertising and it's your choice. You can use it or you can't, and then you won't get any money. But no, if you're not feeling comfortable using this advertising, you won't have to.
It's totally up to the artist, and our goal is to show the artist a lot of different options so they can choose one that fits, or they can choose none.
Are there already, this is quite a scoop, I guess, because are there already contacts with big brands? Or
we're in the process of talking with brands right now.
Okay, yeah, very cool. Is it possible to use more of your own brand and your own style in the widgets, or do you always have to use Reverb Nation style?
Oh no, well we don't have customized. We don't allow you to customize it beyond the background color right now,
mm-hmm.
except for one widget. We have one widget called the Tune widget, which is we call it the mother of all widgets. It's like a miniature website in a widget. It's got your music and your videos and your photo gallery and your blog and your join the mailing list function all in one widget. And on that widget, you can upload a custom image background.
All right.
So it still has to be the same square size,
mm-hmm.
but you can customize the background image. And on that one also, at the bottom of the widget, you can cross-promote another artist. So at the bottom of that widget says, Ardbor recommends you check out this other artist as well. And it lets people preview music from that artist at this time if they want. So
okay, because that would be my suggestion to everybody who's offering widgets with cool applications, is that people want to have it to look like their own style. And as they...
Right, customized,
exactly. If they have to implement colors that don't match with their blog or with anything, they won't place it. So it would be awesome to also to be able to adjust every color in the widget.
It's a great idea. We get that all the time, and we're definitely moving towards that. And we'll be offering it sometime this year. But it's not as easy as it sounds.
Okay.
We have a philosophy that says that we were about letting the artists take the music to the people instead of trying to bring the people to the music.
Exactly. Yeah.
So our entire strategy is about syndicated content. It's about making things easy to share. It's about, let's be real here. How is a new startup company like ours, how could we possibly compete with MySpace and Facebook on any real level? It's not what we're all about. And frankly, trying to do that would not deliver the most value to artists possible, which is our goal. We're trying to use MySpace and Facebook for the benefit of the artist.
Okay, so actually the homepage of Reverb Nation is not your core business where people should go to and find new music. You want the artist to take the widgets and use it.
That's right.
So cool. Let's keep in touch, and I'll try to fix some sort of a podcast from this. And thanks very much.
Thank you, Art. Appreciate it. Great meeting you.
Springtime, help me gather them, help me. streets, help me. Clean the streets, help me. Help me, help me. Wipe the streets. Again, once more.
Lopend vuur, lopend vuur, lopend vuur, lopend vuur, lopend vuur.